Hello there, Keisha.
Hi, how are you?
I'm kind of tired. How are you?
I'm also tired and
Oh,
also
this
feeling like
doesn't
it.
bode well.
I know. I'm also sluggish from all the pie.
You still have pie left over?
Yeah, I've been
Wow.
plowing through it by myself, and I'm
Okay.
afraid I'm going to have to throw away all my pants.
Oh, your pants. I thought you said pans. I was like, oh, like you're never gonna cook another pie ever.
No, I'll cook another pie, sure.
Yeah,
Yeah, but
I'm not ready to face another pie for a while. I'm kind of like done with Thanksgiving, but I was just, if you must know, we had a little delay there, and that gave me enough time to Google some stuff about Thanksgiving.
Oh dear.
So when we get to that point, I
It's
will be
my
your
fault.
reservoir of knowledge on turkey.
Let's try not to get to that point,
Yeah.
America. Although I did want to say this has been my favorite Thanksgiving episode thus far.
I thought we had a lot of fun stuff the last two, actually, the last two episodes. That's all we've seen,
Yeah.
right? Yeah.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, we
Since.
did. We saw, and I felt like yesterday's episode, it was so reassuring to see like Ava again, and Dante and stuff, and Kevin. I
Yep.
felt like, God, I
Yeah.
just feel so much more like I'm in good hands when you have those guys,
Yeah,
on
I
the
feel like
screen.
whenever things have kind of gotten crappy and we're like, ah, it's a bit of a chore to watch, then we have an episode where I'm like, okay, I'm back on board. I'm with you. Yeah.
Let's just have more of these people who know what they're doing.
Know what they're doing exactly. Yeah.
But
And I mean, to her credit, I thought Esme was holding her own
yeah,
in that episode.
sure. It made me, I think, I'm gonna come down on the side of Esme not really being a caring parent,
Well, isn't
because
that interesting? Because I'm
go
going to
ahead.
come down on the opposite side of that.
Ah, okay. Well, I feel that as an intelligent young woman, she would have been aware of the concept of prenatal care, and she probably could have gotten herself some vitamins, and she should have also known that
Well,
all the screaming and everything would be stressful for a baby. Right?
I guess so. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt on the vitamins because she was like on the run and stuff. You know, I don't
I
know.
don't know.
She
If
does,
you're
she, I don't, we
really,
don't even know what she was doing for cash or how do you know?
she's
I don't
pretty
know.
cunning. I think she could have
She's
gotten
wicked
herself.
cunning.
What's your argument that she is a good parent?
Well, she's not a parent yet, but
Well, I think as soon as you decide you're going to have the baby, you're sort of a
you're,
parent.
I guess.
Like, I feel like my good health thus far is all thanks to my mom taking care of herself when she was pregnant with me. I can take none of the credit for the fact that I haven't had a medical emergency yet.
Okay, all right. And anything that's wrong with me, I'm gonna blame on like the fact that our parents back then were smoking cigarettes and drinking and playing Twister all through their pregnancies, whatever.
I don't think my mom was.
I think mine was. They did. They didn't. They hadn't figured out the whole like. No, actually, she didn't. She didn't smoke much, but everybody smoked back then, apparently.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Yeah.
But I
But
think she stopped before me. But anyway,
Yeah.
evidence that I just feel like she has named him Ace. She,
It's like her ironic sort of
yeah.
attachment, you know?
So he's
Yeah.
got a name, he or she. And well, okay, the big evidence. Oh, I gotta get a blankie here. It's cold. The big evidence is she didn't throw out the entire bottle of prenatals. She
I know. Couldn't she have just hidden the pills? I mean, why did she have to throw any of them out?
well, for the high drama. But so she truly didn't care about the welfare of this child. She wouldn't have, so she's kept enough to get her through the week. And she's concerned whether or not Nicholas will get her more in time. So she's starting to get attached, I think, to this concept.
All right. Believe what you want to
Nope.
believe, Gia.
I
No.
think it softened her a little bit.
Would you let her babysit if you had a child?
Well, I think we need to find out if she's the hook or not. And the fact that we think she's the hook means that she's probably not going to be the hook, you know?
Right. And that doesn't mean she's not a bad person.
You had to
Even
sneak that in there, didn't you?
if I'm pretty sure she's a bad person.
I'm
Not to say
starting
that
to get a
maybe
little
a
bit.
year from now I won't love her, but
And I'm
for
getting a little
right now.
attached to her. I'm starting to feel sorry for her, you know, because
Oh, Gia.
she got outsmarted by Elizabeth, for God's sakes, you know, and that's gotta hurt.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, and now Elizabeth is being very mean, and you know, we've got cold, mean, calculating, I don't care Elizabeth, who I also like a great deal.
Yeah, that makes her a little more interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah, because she's, you know, she's like, whatever, my parents are freaks. This Finn guy is impossible. And so she's back,
And
like,
Nicholas is just a clown, a cute clown who doesn't know what he's got himself into.
I couldn't figure out what he was wearing. I think it was my TV, but he had some weird shirt going on that
It
looked,
was the way the sleeves were rolled up. Yeah, they were a
it
little
was like a
bulky at the
pajama
cuff.
top or something. I don't know what was going on.
He's letting himself go, just like the rest of us.
Out shopping in
Come
pajamas.
to our side, Nicholas. Come to the Pennsylvania side of the river where we just eat pie and
So eat
watch
pies. What
TV
kind of
all
pies?
day.
How many pies did you have?
Well, I had two. I
Yeah.
worked my way through the pumpkin
Oh,
one
that's right. You
first.
told us you got sent one. Yeah. Okay.
And it
Was
turns
the
out if you
child, the offspring, not helping with pie? Like, that seems
No,
weird.
that's how you know she's adopted. She doesn't have the sweet
Doesn't have
tooth
the
gene.
pie gene. Maybe, well, you
No.
could have said it skipped a generation or something, but.
I don't think so. I got it from my mom. And
Wow, so
if
is
she
she
had
a
had the
salty kind of kid?
Yes,
Okay.
she is totally a
Yeah,
salty
that's kind of
snack
where I
kid.
go. But once I start on dessert, I like dessert as well.
And
But
of these pies, I think my mom would have said something like, it's very
this
rich.
is very rich,
Didn't
very
like it, saved you a small piece.
rich. Yep. Didn't like it.
But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Okay, so
Okay,
yeah.
so we have Nicholas back, our lovely Nicholas,
Right, right.
and Victor. I don't know why Nicholas can't just say, listen, man, you're not staying here.
Well, he can't. He thinks he's good at this family intrigue stuff, but he's powerless. He doesn't
He
even.
really is.
Yeah.
I would have just tossed those suitcases right back outside.
But yeah, Victor is getting annoying. There's so much of that. Come
Yeah, and everything he
on, old boy, come on.
says is bullshit, you know. It's just, I don't know. It's very tiresome.
Is he actually British? Is he that actor, or is he?
Don't know, Gia. I feel like
I don't
maybe
know.
he
Pretty
is.
good accent. I
Yeah,
just sounded like
sure.
Jiminy Glick when I said that, didn't I? Is he actually British?
Love Jiminy
We watched a little like roundup of Jiminy Glick stuff the
Oh,
other
so
night.
good.
And it's so
I just can't
funny.
talk about this anymore. I just can't listen to another one of your
Because
stories.
people don't even know how to take him, like they must know what they're in for,
I know you'd think so, or they think maybe they're the one person he's not gonna be that way with. Huh,
not
that's
going to just
lovely.
skewer, but oh my
Oh,
God.
such good stuff.
There was one of an early Ben Stiller, and he's kind of trying to take it seriously or something, and he keeps, it's oh, he just gets deeper and deeper in. Very funny. There
Yeah,
was one
but
of Anderson Cooper. Anderson Cooper is just cracking up through the whole thing. Have you
I
seen that
like
one?
him. I don't remember, but yeah, that's
Oh
good.
man. Well, you should just I don't know. It was just like a little compilation of Jiminy
Yeah,
Glick that he
I
did.
have a
Oh my
DVD
God.
somewhere of a bunch of his primetime glick stuff.
You forget that it's even that other, like, that's like a person, Jiminy Glick. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's completely separate. It just takes over.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so like when there's a twin on General Hospital, I always think of that as another actor who should be getting paid separately and getting separate. Okay.
Speaking of twins, that reminds me,
what is
up with Heather and Ryan?
What happened there? That was such a loaded moment, and I was racking my brain to think about what their history was.
Don't rack your brain. It's got enough trouble.
I know. There's nothing in there. It's like
pie.
Just pie. Just a corn syrupy mess.
So you don't recall anything historically between them? Because I was like, do they know each other? What have I missed here? I felt like I missed something huge.
I know. Or is it just like a master meeting a master? I don't know.
I was thinking it's like when you have the wrong ends of the magnet, you know, and they like they can't get near each other. They're like,
too much evil in one small space.
Too much crazy evil in one. Yeah. But she she seems scared, like
a little bit. Yeah, like she sort of knows how to have fun with her.
Yeah,
with her like crazy.
I hope she sticks around. I like her.
Yeah, she had a lot of good little moments, didn't she?
Oh my gosh, she and Scotty, like that was another.
Like, Scotty,
he kept like kind of pushing her back by her shoulders, you know.
You know, like when they were commiserating about the loss of Franco, and he can't quite, you know, he's like, he sort of touches her like gingerly.
Yeah, she is excellent. She's excellent. Yeah. And her painting, you know, like, I did that. And I like it, you know. Like, were those supposed to be BLTs, or was that?
I think that was more of the sandwich series. Yeah.
It was, yeah.
I think
what was the history of that? You've probably told me, but like, why was she so obsessed?
Well, she did always love the BLT at Kelly's, and I think that was the inspiration for all of her sandwich paintings. So
it was just kind of like an Andy Warhol reference, kind of a
sort of, yeah, but that was what was so great about them, you know. Like, Franco had all of these like really wild, sinister paintings, and then hers are just these, like, you know, sandwiches. Just a cross section of a sandwich.
She is like totally one flew over every cookie's nest. I really love her. My hair looks like hers right now, also, as an aside. I was admiring everybody's hair today. I was like, you know, all these women with a beautiful silky hair, like Laura and Felicia, they've had
Felicia's
and then,
hair.
And then they
lovely.
Have Heather, and she's got this like dry, crusty, flyaway straw going on. That's what that's what mine looks like.
Yeah, mine too, actually.
I think women of a certain age, they don't have a lot of products going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because you dry up like a piece of...
like a husk.
Like a tumbleweed, like a used-up tumbleweed that should just blow away and die. That's basically what happens to women.
That's where we're at, tumbleweed phase. You're very poetic tonight, Chia.
Yeah.
I did like also, this was maybe just a minor detail, when the guy, Ryan's new assistant, was like offering up like sports, you know, like Ryan, probably that it took everything he had not to strangle
not
the guy.
To jump out of his wheelchair. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I liked Ava's interaction with Ryan as usual.
Yeah, she's a pro, and you feel like everybody around her is like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, nobody else could really do this scene justice the way she does.
And I love how eager she was to like help, you know. I'm in. I'm totally in. Mm-hmm. Sashay's in there.
It must be weird for the actor who plays Kevin and Ryan to, you know, to be doing both parts, like, you know, in the same span of time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, of course, you wonder if they do. Like, I wonder how disjointed their filming is.
Yeah.
And how much they know of where the story is going.
Right. Yeah. I wouldn't think there'd be too much time between each of those scenes, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Days
yeah.
wise. But anyway.
He's totally separate people to me. It's
yeah. Yeah.
He's that good. He's just
yeah.
Like,
yeah. Cause I, when I see Kevin on the screen, it like makes me feel good. You know, I think, oh, somebody's going to have some good advice laid down.
Yeah.
You know? And then you see Ryan, it's like, oh God.
No.
Stay away, people, beware.
You see Kevin and you think, maybe I should remember to book an appointment.
I know. I wonder if he's taking new patients.
I'm just
Does he have a sliding scale?
Is Kevin in my network? I should call up my health insurance. Like, now, this psychiatrist is excellent. And
he's in Port Charles. So
I think we could do telemedicine.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. Now, something that disappointed me in Monday? Mm-hmm. Is that where we are? Yeah.
Yeah.
You had thrown out the concept, and I think other people did too, that perhaps Holly and Robert were in on the stupid tequila thing together, and that it was all a big ruse to fool Victor. But no, Robert is just that stupid. That
are
he
we
allowed
still sure
Holly to drug
enough
him.
Happened that we are sure. That
I mean he was in the hospital having a drug toxicology done and
that all became very ridiculous if in fact he is that stupid, and I'm afraid you're right, because and also it just seemed weird that like when Diane was waiting to see him and everything, and Holly is nowhere to be found. And I would think Diane would have been saying, where the fuck is Holly? I thought she cared about this guy, you know? That seemed like sort of a weird thing to overlook.
No, the only one that's on to her is Laura.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
always
she was like doing the perfect, like, no, I'll give you a ride. No, I insist. And,
she's
the only one that like has a radar for these people.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though she kind of knew she was taking a chance there, didn't she?
She really did. Yeah. But she's pretty fearless.
She is. She is. Yeah.
But so that was stupid. And now we're going to see, I don't know, maybe it's going to be the end of Holly. I mean, at the end of today,
I don't know. That seemed weird too. That like
we
the fire started because she knocked something over after she'd been so careful. I don't know. That seems strange.
Also,
I still feel like there's something else going on there.
Yeah. What is she trying to do? Was she trying to like bust out on her own and get away from Victor too? Or was she, like, what was she doing there?
Like, what was her goal there?
Yeah, like, was she hiding out and going to deliver the necklace to Victor or something? We saw no evidence that she was in contact again with Victor, did we?
No. And as far as, like, what he was saying, it sounded like she had sort of, like, disappeared on him.
Right, so she's maybe gone rogue or something?
Well, maybe she set up some scenario where she could sort of be caught, you know, like deliberately and sort of saved and protected and at the same time maybe exposing Victor. I don't know.
I feel like you might be giving people more credit.
Yeah, like I know.
Writers.
I know.
But that may be right. That would be cool. That would be cool. But like she's wearing the necklace now. And I was like, what's up with that?
I know.
Like, is that the safest way to?
Unless she had like a turtleneck on or something, you know, that would be the best place to hide it, sort of in plain sight.
Under
a
turtleneck, But she might be like us, like never going to wear a turtleneck.
Hates them after she's been captive for so long. The last thing she wants is a turtleneck.
Yeah, turtleneck. Like, I don't want
her.
Like, I feel like I am a turtleneck, you know. I don't need a turtleneck to remind me of my turtleneck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ditto.
Oh. Yeah. Go, I have a goiter neck, I think, you know.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I guess we're not feeling very beautiful today, are we?
I don't really feel beautiful, no. We have a little situation here in our neighborhood where they're working on the sewer lines.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so we got a notice saying, you know, Well, and I didn't even understand. I thought they were turning the water off, but they just don't want us running the faucet, like letting anything down the drain all day long, or flushing the toilets because it'll land on their heads or
That
something. I don't know. You know, I'm like,
poop shower.
yeah.
Happy
So,
holidays.
yeah, and so it was supposed to be done today, and then they came around and were like, "Oh, it's going to take another day, and because of where we live, we're closest to whatever this big crisis line is." And so
Ooh.
we, in particular, even at
Very
night, are
threatening.
not supposed to be. We're supposed to be like, so I've got like pans under everything, and we have to go up to the clubhouse to use the bathroom, and you know,
Wow.
it's so yeah, so I'm not feeling beautiful because of no shower and
I
just sort of a
see.
general. And I was like
Wow.
doing my dishes from earlier, like outside in the backyard, like a
Like a savage.
wild person. Yes, I was like, look at this. I boiled water, you know. So I boiled water and kind of like this. These people, and then they like kicked off at like 2 in the afternoon. I'm like, what the hell? Like, what? So you're just leaving us? I saw them all leaving. I was like, wait, I don't know. Maybe they needed a part or something, but I'm like, yeah, an extra day. How about if you work till 5 and get it done?
Yeah.
But anyway,
Gee, my goodness.
sorry, I'm just ranting now. But
Well, now that's, a bit of an explanation for
I mean, like I didn't have to
where
go anywhere or
we're
anything. It's not like it mattered particularly,
going.
but to get used to modern conveniences and you think, wow,
Yeah, we're so
we're
spoiled.
so spoiled. We really
Yeah.
are. Like, think about
Amazing.
people in Ukraine, you know, like
Yeah.
suffering
Yeah.
with no heat or anything.
Oh,
God,
I
I'm
know,
just a
for no good
whiny
reason.
baby.
Yeah,
But
we're
anyway,
sissies. We're soft.
we're soft, we're yellow, and we're soft.
Yeah.
All right,
But
okay.
let's get
What else
back to
from
a highlight.
Monday? Yeah,
Oh,
oh, so
Monday?
anything else that we wanted to discuss from Monday? I can't really remember.
No, I guess not. Although the idea of like Heather thinking somehow she can get out of jail made me very anxious because
Did
it
it?
seems like that means it's going to happen somehow. I don't know. I
Well,
don't
I
know.
didn't like that she's decided that Scotty's her enemy now, because I think,
Yeah,
oh
that's no good
no,
either. He doesn't need
that's
to be
being
in her
risky.
crosshairs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oy.
Okay, but then today, oh, I guess the other stuff Friday was Chase and
Oh
Brooklyn.
yeah,
Was that what was going
Brooklyn.
on Monday?
Yeah, I guess
Yeah,
so. Or
or maybe
today.
that was earlier. I don't
That
know.
might have
Doesn't
been
matter.
today.
Wait, it continued today.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what
Yeah.
did you love about today? Let's
I
start our
love.
gratitude journaling.
Okay. We're giving thanks. I'm giving thanks for
Yeah.
Leo rescuing the turkey because I love a turkey.
I knew you'd like that
And
moment,
I
yeah.
liked how many minutes they devoted to just
I
the
know,
turkey
letting the turkey
wandering
run
around.
around, yeah.
That was kind
Ooh.
of fun.
I loved how violent the turkey got. Like, I'm sure
Yeah.
the turkey wasn't really pulling the tablecloth
No,
off of him. Maybe,
right.
maybe. But I like how he just went on a rampage there.
That was
Yeah.
good.
At first I
But
thought, oh, they've just got a fake turkey noise going on, but no, they had a
no,
real
an
turkey
actual
in there.
turkey and a real, like, wild looking turkey, not a white domesticated sort
I
of
was
turkey.
worried for you at that
Yeah.
moment when Ned and Michael were volunteering to process the turkey. I was like, oh, this is going to
Yeah.
take a dark turn and my friend will not be able to watch. But
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been very bad. Then I don't
yeah.
know if I could have continued to watch Hospital. That might
I
have
know
done
that would
me
have been
in.
rough on you. That would have been rough
Yeah.
on you.
Yeah.
So.
So that was good. Thank you, Leo, for saving Thanksgiving
Yeah,
for
you knew
us.
that
Yeah.
was going to happen.
Yeah. And that was it was kind of a nice twist because we've seen all the things that have gone wrong in the past for the
Yeah, which usually
Quartermaines.
involve like fires or
Yeah. So this one.
dogs or yeah. So that was new. And now they'll have like a pet turkey. I don't know what, you know,
I'm
like
hoping so. Yeah.
maybe they'll stick around.
Yeah.
My experience with turkeys has been kind of negative, but it may have been my fault, but we had a big turkey out where we had our ponies and it would attack you, you know. And you wouldn't know it was there, and suddenly you'd hear, and its head would turn all purple, and then it would just, and they're pretty. This was a big, big, like
Yeah, they
way
can be
bigger than that.
big.
like a big white one, you know, and it would, you know, and then the arms, not arms, the wings would, you know, they'd be this big flapping, and it would be bad. So we weren't fond of it. But can I tell a little bit about what I learned about turkey and Thanksgiving? A little bit?
All right, sure.
Okay. So I just wanted to know the history of it a little bit, and how it became kind of the centerpiece of our Thanksgiving meal as we know it, you know. Not yours. Yours is mac and cheese. But,
or maybe Sonny's. It looked like Sonny was going to do something different.
Yeah, what did he had something like a Indian food or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, good for him.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they don't, you know, the original Thanksgiving with the Native Americans and the Pilgrims, they don't even know if there was turkey at that. There was probably deer and probably duck. There was fowl of some kind. Also interesting, like that wasn't really noted as a Thanksgiving, like that was just sort of barely noted in some journal that they had this meal, you know. But it wasn't particularly noteworthy to them at the time. Not
so
particularly.
So we just made it into this big deal.
It got made into it sort of retroactively. Like the concept of Thanksgiving and sort of harvest festivals was not new, you know. But so building up this whole thing between the Pilgrims and the Native Americans was sort of a retroactive act, which I thought is interesting. Kind of a weird whitewashing of history.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But turkey kind of came into being. There was this particular author that wrote, some woman that wrote, let's see if I can find it, something. You probably know because you're a, information scientist.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, let's see. Her name, Sarah Josepha Hale, in her 1827 novel Northwood, devoted an entire chapter to a description of a New England Thanksgiving with a roasted turkey. And she was campaigning to establish Thanksgiving as a national holiday in the U.S., hoping it would unify the country as it teetered towards civil war.
Interesting.
So she was kind of single-handedly brought that holiday about, and Lincoln proclaimed it a holiday.
Ah, I see. Okay.
And then just all this mythology formed around
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We kind of rewrote history.
And turkeys became, I mean, literally turkey was just kind of a practical, there were a lot of turkeys.
Turkeys are probably like, why turkey, people?
Well, turkey? They didn't, like, chickens and cows were sort of multi-purpose on it. Like, eggs or give milk.
Why not potatoes?
Oh, well, because they were a little more protein-oriented, I guess. So, anyway, it was mildly interesting. So,
mildly.
So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just mildly, I know. But
or barely.
Go ahead. What else you got?
No.
My interest is so wacko thin in your musings. But yeah, it was a cute turkey. It did look like kind of a wild turkey, like sort of streamlined.
And I must say, I'll give Michael points for having a funny line when they were talking about like the name of the company that Olivia had used.
Oh yeah, he says it literally means
literally translate. That was funny.
That was pretty funny, and the pizza actually looked good.
Yeah. But then we get over to Sam and Dante.
Okay. All right.
Tiresome again, I think.
Oh, see, I was finding that we're just like, we're not in sync today.
No.
I was finding them a little more believable today as an actual couple.
Well, I was glad that they were hanging with Sonny a little bit, but like Sam, like it sort of sounded like it was some sort of a sacrifice for Sam. And why would it be? She's friends with Sonny, right? Is it just like,
yeah, I was thinking about that. I was thinking about how they were kind of like, yeah, making it like, oh, I gotta spend. And then I was thinking,
yeah,
like, well, she has an entire history with Sonny. She like was pregnant with Sonny's baby at one point, like when she entered the scene, like, and they're acting like he's this like pain in the ass old father-in-law.
Right.
You know, it's like,
yeah.
No, you were lovers at one point.
I mean, I could see how it could be awkward or should be awkward.
It should be awkward.
You know, but it doesn't seem like it ever was, you know.
No, and over the years, like when she was with Jason, yeah, they were all pretty tight. Yeah. So, they're kind of whitewashing that history a little bit.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That was what sort of annoyed me. And then when she said something about, like, she wanted some pepperoni or something, it's like, seriously, that's such a cheesy line. I don't know. You know?
If she'd said, like, she wanted green pepper, would that have been, like, okay? Or if she'd said mushrooms or anchovies
just like,
you know. Lack of originality. What bothered you? The lack of originality?
Yeah, just, like, this sort of, like, stupid double entendre, you know? Just, like.
Oh, okay. See, I'm so dense, I didn't even go there with that.
Well, it just seemed dumb.
I'm not as dirty-minded as you are.
Maybe that's it, Gia. You're such a wholesome young lady.
You're so crass.
No, I'm disgusting. I'm Keisha.
I didn't even notice that. I thought you were objecting to it being another meat reference.
Another meat. But... Well, that bothered me, too. It's like, what is it with all the meat? But anyway, oh, and then we had.
Lady, I don't like so much meat.
We had also Gladys making a move.
Gladys.
That can only end badly, right?
Of course. Of course. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And they've seemed to have forged a good relationship now. And
yeah.
So she's got access to all her money?
I guess so.
They shouldn't have arranged it that way.
No, no, sir.
Yeah, that's going to be a bad thing to watch. But at least it gives them a storyline together that, you know, we'll see her.
Yeah. You know, again, it sort of reminds you, oh, God, there's all these other characters that we don't see.
Yeah.
Very often.
I thought it was weird the way they, like, worked in some flashbacks of Brando. That seemed very haphazard.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It was like, oh, we're flashing back to Brando suddenly.
Like, remember? She was married to Brando.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know you haven't seen her in a long time. another part I liked was when Gladys was talking about taking Brando to the casino. She and Mike and taking Brando, and how great it was. And then she suddenly was like, got morose and
he
probably hated it. And he probably
I like that too.
Yeah, sort of like some self introspection going on
there. Yeah.
That's you know, some depth to the character that she didn't have before. It was kind of
And nice. I guess that helped sort of explain what was spinning her towards, you know, a gambling.
Yeah, making a bad choice. Yeah.
I would have liked maybe a little more of a setup, you know, like maybe another day of her just kind of like wallowing or something, you know.
And all these, like Sasha was talking about, the first this and the first that. Yeah. So I can see that being difficult days. But I did like the two very different holiday scenes going on between the Quartermains and Sunnies. Mm-hmm. Did we have any other? Well, we had the police station food, I guess.
Right.
A
and
bit of a holiday
Felicia
there.
Bringing all that food.
Lovely.
In, just
Felicia.
So everybody could run right out. You know, Holly and on fire.
Well, it looked like the uniforms got to have a meal. So that's something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else did we have going on? Oh, well, the Chase Brooklyn thing was coming to a head there at the end.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
I'm not digging it.
Not really, no. I don't think they need to string those things along as much as they do. I would like them to just have like one decent conversation, you know.
Yeah, and I just don't like seeing that same worried look on Brooklyn's face. Every time.
Like, oh, I've done it again, haven't I?
Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm. They just seem so dedicated to throwing up roadblocks to their having any kind of relationship, where it'd be more interesting to have them go ahead and have a good relationship and then have, you know, not have this, I know it's dumb to say because it's a soap opera, but these secrets.
Well, they do get old. I mean, it just feels so like, you know, it's just, I don't know. it's such a cliche almost, all of the stuff that they go through.
Yeah. Were you feeling the love when Carly and Doofus were like giving each other?
I was thinking, God, you're so stupid. Like, I wish Ned had been like watching, like, huh, there's something going on there. You know, I'm going to bust these two. Yeah.
Yeah. They're being so secretive. Yeah.
Yeah. Like gazing at each other across the room, you know.
Ugh. Where are, I mean, maybe they're all up doing crafts, but like
the kids, where
are Donna and Avery and, you know, it was like,
I know.
I mean, I guess maybe there are laws about having the children there for Thanksgiving or something. I don't know why. Like, why can't we see the kids running around too? But, yeah, it seems like if they want me to believe that Drew loves Scout as much as he claims to, we're gonna have to have a lot more scenes with Scout. And they don't seem to be. I can't even picture Scout in my head right now.
I can't either. Yeah.
I'm picturing New Charlotte, which is not
Me too.
It's not the
same
girl, is it? Are they using the same girl?
It'd be funny. They're probably like, these people that watch this show are so stupid. We have one child who plays all the parts of all the kids. Leo, Charlotte, Avery. It's all that one kid.
That would be funny. We aren't very bright. Everybody else out there that's listening, they are much brighter than us.
Yeah, they wouldn't be fooled, but we might be.
We might be, yeah. Yeah, because I'm like, I can't even conjure up a thought of I really can't.
Yeah, I think, and I can picture Avery a little bit.
Where's Dex?
Yeah, that's another one. Dex and Joss. Like, wouldn't Carly be somewhere around Joss for Thanksgiving?
I think she said that Joss and Trina were working at a soup kitchen or something.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Which is very nice of them.
Isn't that nice? Yeah.
Such nice girls.
that's right.
Cam, maybe we assume Cam's with them. I don't know.
Yeah, perhaps.
We haven't seen anything of Rory in a long time. He doesn't seem to be at the police station anymore either.
Yeah, what the hell happened to Rory?
I don't know. I'm still holding out for him to be the killer.
I guess he could be, since we're not seeing him anywhere.
I know they said it was a woman, but he's slight.
He is
kind of slight, and could be made up.
It's the same actor that plays all the children.
Yeah, he's Charlotte.
Oh gosh,
have we covered it all? We're starting to get punchy.
Yeah, I think we have. I mean, it was a fairly satisfying 2 days.
I was glad. And we also may just be like, we were going through withdrawal from having a couple days of football and what have you.
That's possible also. Yeah. But I never expected to see like a solid minute of just turkey.
No, live turkey. No.
Yeah.
And I was refreshing because I was waiting to have whatever stupid thing happen in the kitchen. So that was.
That was good.
And it was. So I think it was actually making those noises too, which were pretty cute.
Yeah. It's very cute.
Yep. So, all right. Good job, General Hospital. We liked it.
Thank you, Hospital.
Thank you, Hospital. Okay, I guess we should wrap it up.
I guess so, Gia. Okay.
Mildly earlier. We're not droning on like normal as much.
I know. That's our gift to you, America.
Yeah, we'll quit early tonight.
Oh, dear.
Okay, we'll be more beautiful next time. You won't know it, but we'll know it.
I hope your plumbing is restored by then.
Oh, my gosh, so do I, because I don't know.
I know. It would be...
You need really plumbing tough. To be more beautiful.
You really do. You really do.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, dear.
All right, America and beyond. Have a good evening.
Yeah.
Enjoy your pie, Keisha.
Thank you. All right, Gia. We'll talk soon.
All right. See you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.